My name is Joyce Otto. I'm president of Powsheik Cares, and Powsheik Cares is an active member of Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture. I'm a lifelong Iowan who loves my country living and my 40-year career as a registered nurse. My life took a turn when Prestige, a corporation out of North Carolina, dropped 5,000 hogs 1/2 mile from my home. At different times, we're living with hordes of pesky flies, dumpsters overflowing with dead hogs for days, and raw hog sewage spread on the fields that stinks for up to 2 weeks. Daily, the wind carries the putrid odor somewhere in my neighborhood. Since the wind direction is unpredictable, we always keep our windows closed. And without warning, our outdoor plans have to change when those odors are blown our direction. I've experienced heart-wrenching life changes besides the mentioned disgusting irritations. It broke my heart to watch a 90-year-old gasp for air because of asthma. Her symptoms developed within a year after the hogs moved in. That ended my business of caring for disabled elderly people in my home. It broke my heart when my daughter decided to go somewhere else for childcare because research validates that dangers to children exposed to toxins from hog factories is a reality. It broke my heart when my own lung specialist said that I should not be living near these hog factories. Breathing in toxins destroys my lung tissue. Does this sound like freedom to you? My ability to live freely and healthy on my own property has been stolen from me, all because out-of-state corporations took advantage of Iowa's non-existent regulations. Prestige and all the other corporations exploit Iowa's resources. They pollute our water and our air, and then they haul the profits out of state. A moratorium is the only answer for this, and we need it right now.
Woo! Yes! Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Chris Peterson, a lifelong rural Iowan and traditional independent sustainable pig farmer who has done grassroots advocacy work for over 20 years with many various groups, including Socially Responsible Ag Project, Organization of Competitive Markets, and Farmers Union. I am also a leader in the newly formed Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture to pursue a statewide factory farm building moratorium. It's time to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Our state is near the bottom nationally in water quality. It's a toilet, and our rivers are the flush handle. This is very costly and should be embarrassing to all Iowans. I am here representing People versus Prestige, the Mesa City, Clear Lake, North Iowa group that said no 4 months ago. 4 months ago to a huge kill packing plant because of impacts on water, public health, quality of life, and the potential of hundreds of new factory farms in a historical and very pristine area. The People versus Prestige group was bipartisan and a broad coalition of made up of rural, urban, and all walks of life folks. This packing plant has now been approved approximately 60 miles to the southwest in the Eagle Grove area last August. God help them and Iowa's water quality. We all should be tired of our state being sacrificed for industrial ag, one neighborhood at a time. This top-down model as a business involves top-down corporate ownership and control, with a good percentage of it being foreign. Sadly, where do family farmers and citizens fit in? As an example, 94% of traditional independent pig farmers are gone, out of business. some of the very successful fabric and culture of rural Iowa's independent family farm system. Which made Iowa successful? And it's all being thrown under the bus for greed and money.
Greed.
Also, permitting oversight and the regulation of this industry is always chronically behind and underfunded in this state. This needs to be addressed. Therefore, enough is enough. I ask the people of Iowa to stand with us for a statewide building moratorium of factory farms now. It's time to take a time out and building and address the multiple issues which have been ignored for years. Thank you.
Good morning. And for those of you who aren't from Des Moines, welcome, and welcome to our state capital. My name is Bill Stowe. I'm with Des Moines Water Works. We're in the business of providing safe, affordable, and abundant drinking water to 500,000 Iowans, and we're proud to be here with you as members of the Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture. And we have a message, a wake-up call to the governor, to the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Northey, to Director Gipp, and to the Iowa legislature. We know, as you know, that 21 million hogs are crowding out 3 million Iowans.
Yep, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It's time for us to take our state back. The impact of animal feeding operations is significant on all Iowans, small towns, in rural communities, and for the rest of us in our air quality and in our water quality. We won't be divided. We won't be told that we are people who are engaging in war with rural Iowa. We're all Iowans. We all need water, and we all need safe, affordable drinking water.
Yeah.
We're proud to stand with the Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture in calling for a moratorium, an immediate moratorium, on the construction of new combined animal feeding operations. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for moving forward with balancing reasonable agricultural needs with the economy of our state and the protection of our environment from industrial agriculture.
Yeah.
Good morning. It is lovely to see so many justice fighters here today, and this is merely the tip of the iceberg, so it makes for a wonderful morning. My name is Deborah Bunka, and I am a proud member of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement. I'm also a member of the Iowa Farmers Union, and both of these great organizations are members of the Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture. So this morning you've heard from a roster of coalition member speakers about the environmental, health, and social costs of the factory farm explosion in Iowa. From the moment House File 519 was signed into law in 1995, eliminating local control and ushering in the onslaught of industrial livestock operations in Iowa, it has been a race to the bottom. 20 years later, we have over 9,000 factory farms producing billions, that's not millions, as Donald Trump would say, billions of gallons of untreated manure each year. We've had countless spills into creeks, lakes, and rivers, resulting in an ever-increasing number of impaired waterways. We've seen rural communities, perhaps yours, one of yours, ripped apart and neighbors alienated from each other. Adding insult to injury, Iowa residents are left to pick up the tab for the costs of factory farming. These include the tax breaks for out-of-state corporations like Smithfield and Prestige, which are unavailable to independent family farmers. Taxpayers have had to bear the costs of repairing damaged rural roads and of cleaning up impaired waterways so that all Iowans might enjoy safe drinking water. What have we learned from all of this? Cheap meat is anything but cheap. The time is now to demand a change in policy in order to stop the destruction of our soil, water, health, and quality of life in Iowa. We ask everyone here today and anyone listening that they participate in this process by contacting their legislators as soon as possible and letting them know that enough is enough. Today, the Iowa Alliance for Responsible Agriculture calls for a complete moratorium on the construction of all new CAFOs or expansion of existing ones until we have decreased the number of impaired waterways to under 100. Enough is enough. And now we invite questions from the press, after which we will deliver our demands in letter form to the Office of the Governor. Could you repeat that question, please?
I'm sorry, I've had too many retractors, I'm hard of hearing. I couldn't tell you for sure. Anybody know?
I'm pretty sure that's executive.
Executive? Okay, it was an executive action.
So the governor, in your view, can do this by himself?
Pardon?
The governor could stop it by himself.
Pardon?
The governor could do this by himself.
Oh, absolutely. Governor Branstad needs to step up with the majority of Iowans. Look at the state. I'm a farmer and I love agriculture, but things need to change a little bit around here. Our water, quality of life in rural neighborhoods, it just needs to change. Somebody needs to stand with us. We're looking for lots of help.
We think if the governor took lead, that the legislature would follow.
That's right.
It's never too late to call for a moratorium.
There are CAFOs being built every day all around Iowa, and so we need to stop it now. And then we need to look at how we can remediate some of these problems.
Hundreds upon hundreds every year are approved that we know of. This is going to keep going on. They're going to keep building. And like we are all saying, enough is enough. This needs to be addressed. And you know, the way it works in this country, until things become an issue, a problem, get out in the public, things just keep happening. This has reached the point where something needs to be done.
Will this be an issue when you vote this fall?
It may not necessarily be an issue in November, but it for sure will be an issue. It will for sure be an issue in the 2018 election. It will be the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd weigh in on the water quality issue. Water quality, obviously a significant concern to Des Moines Water Works, to our customers, and we think to all Iowans. Animal feeding operations, by their very nature, we believe create environmental risks and public health risks. We believe that the moratorium, although late in many ways, we look to our neighbors, at least psychological neighbors in North Carolina, who have a moratorium and recognize the very important link between wise agricultural production and environmental protection. We believe that getting our hands around animal feeding operations and regulating farm wastewater is going to be critical to continuing down a path of improving environmental protection, particularly watershed protection for contaminants coming into our source waters at the surface of the state of Iowa and our lakes, rivers, and streams.
The dead zone and how CAFOs and other agricultural practices contribute to the dead zone.
The question is, how do CAFOs and how does water quality in Iowa ultimately impact the hypoxic zone, the dead zone, and the Gulf of Mexico? The Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, a package of science and a package of public policy, points to over-nutrification coming from farm wastewater, coming not just from agricultural runoff, but from tiling systems that creates too many nutrients, too much nitrogen and too much phosphorus, particularly in the Mississippi River. Animal feeding operations, by their very nature, provide significant amounts of both nitrogen and phosphorus. And I must say, as we're here, I would like to add my disdain for our state's economic development policies.
Yeah.
That continue to encourage animal feeding operation construction, but also construction of more synthetic nitrogen through anhydrous ammonia.
I would also like to mention the thought of voluntary compliance. It's an amazing process. Tens of millions of dollars have been poured into water quality and other things in this state. Things keep getting worse. As an example, 752 impaired waterways versus 650 2 years ago. Something is not working. And I asked Farm Bureau and the commodity groups to step up and stand up. There needs to be thresholds set and reached if we are going to continue down the road of voluntary compliance. Everybody needs to step up and address these issues.
Well, of course, that's an important issue. We're calling for a moratorium here today, but we know that water quality is affected by many things. Now, phosphorus is really affected to a great degree by CAFOs. Where CAFO manure is applied to fields many, many years, the phosphorus level goes up and up and up and up. And now we're finding that soluble phosphorus is getting down to the tile drains, just like nitrogen. So phosphorus is a huge factor for the lakes in Iowa. And so if we can have a CAFO moratorium and control that manure buildup, or that phosphorus buildup in the soil, we will help improve our water quality of our lakes. But I don't know who here would be against some more mandatory regulation, mandatory enforcement of the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. Because we know that the corn-soybean rotation is inherently leaky. only live roots are in the soil for only 5 months of the year. For most of the year, there are no live roots to take up those nutrients, and so they leach with the water. So our basic soil crop rotation is inherently leaky. We have to address that, and we're not doing it voluntarily. Obviously, we're not going to fix our waters overnight, but the basic thing to understand is that the lake problem with algae is mostly caused by phosphorus. The river problems in the hypoxia zone, and the hypoxia zone in the Gulf of Mexico is caused by nitrogen. So nitrogen and phosphorus are both problems. If we had, for example, a mandatory program requiring every farm in Iowa to have a water quality plan that addressed the nutrient problems on their farm, we could fix it very quickly. Every farm would be responsible, like a soil conservation plan for erosion now. They have to meet the T value for soil erosion. We need to have each farm having a farm plan that has a T value for nitrogen and a T value for phosphorus. So they control, to meet the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy goal of 42% reduction in nutrient loss, we could do that on a statewide basis. We could do it very quickly if we had every farm required to have a farm water quality plan.
Yeah.
So I think we'll close for now, and if anybody has any other questions, you can come up and ask us individually. Thank you.